The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The debate continues over illegal immigration. The socialists in Congress and their supporters don't want a wall. The reasons they put out front is that it's unfair to deny needy people entrance to our nation, and a wall won't work anyway, they say. But are those the real reasons they want open borders? Consider their arguments just mentioned. If we're going to admit people just because they are needy, then the whole world will be standing at our door. Few nations on earth have anything like the lifestyle Americans enjoy. Most of the world is needy compared to this nation. Their talk that a wall won't work is just that, talk. A recent example of how well a wall does work to keep out illegals is the nation of Israel. David Rubin, the mayor of the city of Shiloh in Israel, told Fox News that, quote, from 2010 to 2012, some 55,000 illegal immigrants came through Egypt into Israel. In a tiny nation like Israel, he said, that's a lot. And the result was that crime rocketed where they settled. Israeli officials finally agreed to build a wall, and in 2016, there were only 11 illegal immigrants who entered Israel through that route. A year after, the Israeli government made security improvements to the wall and increased its height. And now, Rubin contends that the wall is virtually impenetrable by illegal immigrants. So what really is the reason Nancy Pelosi and other socialists want to keep our borders open? They are globalist and believe that all nations should merge into a one-world government. Thus, national borders are a big obstacle to their plan. Plus, the more immigrants they can bring into this nation, the greater chance they have of electing people who are socialist into our governments. They are watering down the American idea of biblically based education, economy, and civil government. Thus, to have well-defined borders and qualifications for citizenship is the last thing socialists want. But what does God say about immigration and national borders? In Acts 17:26, God says, "And God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the boundaries of their habitation." God gave to nations borders in the very beginning of His creation. Obviously, He wants nations to have borders. God delights in variety among nations. Plus, He created all men equal and does not want a few and only one government to rule the world. God is against the concept of globalism because He knows if the world had only one government, that would make it easier for a dictator to control all men. To disperse governmental power is the best way to ensure liberty to the greatest number of people in this world. America's founders understood this, which is why they divided government into three separate branches and provided for checks on the power of each branch. George Washington gave us powerful warnings in his farewell address that the encroachment of the power of one branch into the power of another branch would spell the death of liberty. He stated, "Domination of one factor over another, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid extremes, is itself a frightful dictatorship." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.